Let's go to the Word. 1 Samuel 17 and 41. Thank you for coming this Tuesday night. I'm sure you could have found other things to do, but they would not have been more important than you being here tonight. So thank you for realizing this is your greatest priority, is to hear the Word of the Lord. Amen. 1 Samuel 17 and 41. I kind of touched on this text before, as we have very common text, but I want to bring something out to you tonight that perhaps we have overlooked. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, speaking of Goliath of Gath. And the man that bare the shield went before him, his armor or shield bearer. And when the Philistine looked about, you know, there's Israel up here, let's say, and there's the Philistines here, and there's a valley, and there's three men in the valley. Three, not two, three. There is Goliath, his armor bearer, and a little whippersnapper. And so he's looking about like, you have got to be kidding me. And he saw David. He disdained him. Means he humiliated him. For he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. Can you imagine his cotton top, you know? Had his hair parted and everything. Little glasses on. You got the picture? Little bag on his side. And little rod in his hand. And little thing like this. Gonna whip the giant. And the Philistine said unto David, come to me, little boy. Come to me. And I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beast of the field. I want to preach tonight, why so serious? Why so serious? And you'll catch my angle of this as we go through this. Let's pray. Lord, I'm thankful for this opportunity to hear your word. For Lord, any time your word is delivered, it is important because it never comes back void. It will accomplish what it set out to do. So Lord, whatever it set out to do, let it work on me and work on this congregation that we can be better Christians than we ever were before. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. There's nothing, you may be seated, nothing that will work you over like the word of God. It is a sword, and there's nothing that will cut you like a sword. But it cuts both ways. Good, it can heal, and it can destroy. Why so serious? I will tell you, serious people will tell you, I'm going to get it done one way or another. One way or another, I'm going to get this done. People that aren't serious will try a little while at anything and say, well, it's not that important anyway. But I want to preach to you tonight, beware of the thing that you don't take seriously. Beware of the things that you don't take seriously. The reason David was such a good choice for God was because no one took him seriously. Nobody took David seriously. When Samuel went to anoint a king, he goes into the house, Jesse lines up his boys, and they look like kings. And the first one, Eliab, the oldest one, Jesse said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me, because he was thinking he's got to look like Saul to be the next king. He's got to be a head taller than the others. He's got to be stately. His presence has to be that of a king. So he must be the king. And the Lord said, that's not him. That's not him. Okay, this one. No, not that one. And went through all of them. And he said, it's got to be one of these. Line them up again. He goes through them two times trying to find the king of Israel in these seven boys that he had. He said, do you have another one? See, nobody thought of David seriously. Not even his daddy, not even his mama, and none of them joker brothers. None of them said after the first time, well, you know, daddy, I got another brother out there. It may be him. No, because they wanted it to be them. And so none of them took the little shepherd boy serious. So Samuel has to ask, do you have another son? Yeah, I got a little boy out there in the field. Y'all go get him, go get him. Shepherd boy. And David and Samuel said, that must be him. I will not sit down until he gets here. Nobody respected this little boy. And this was the one that God chose. The one that no one took serious was the one he chose to deliver Israel. And so David, his father finally sends him to go take some food to his brothers out on the battlefield, some cheese and some whatever it was, some peanuts or whatever, popcorn or something. He gets out there and he brings them some food. And while he's there, he hears, he was supposed to stay by the carriage, but he heard this man talking out something about defying the God or something. So he gets closer to hear what they're saying. And when he gets closer, his brothers notice him moving away from the carriage and he brought the stuff in. What are you doing? Well, wait, I heard this guy say, this uncircumcised guy saying something about defying the armies of the living God. And they said, we know your naughtiness. We know your pride. You're up to mischief. Nobody respected him. He was the Rodney Dangerfield, if you will, of that time. No respect. Okay, some of y'all know who Rodney is. And so the brothers just didn't respect him at all. And then he starts asking questions. What shall be given to the man that takes this guy down? He's going to get the king's daughter. Is she cute? He's going to enrich his family. He'll get money. He'll get wealth. He'll get all these things. He'll live in the palace. He said, that sounds like a job for me. Oh, you got to be kidding me. I'll fight him. You got to be kidding. Well, word gets back to Saul that this man called David will fight and says, send him on to me. He comes in there and he says, you got to be kidding. How many of y'all remember John McEnroe? He's like, you can't be serious. You remember him? Anybody? Anybody want to say that? Okay. I got some honest folks here. A tennis star. And every time the ball would be on the line and he would think it, he would tell the judge, get up and say, you cannot be serious. And he kind of coined those words. And so Saul was borrowing John McEnroe's words. You cannot be serious. You think you're going to fight him? You're but a youth. See, he didn't take him serious. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to fight him. You see, I fought a lion one time, and I took him by the beard, and I was, let that be a lesson to you. I don't want to leave that part out. And then I took a bear, and I fought him with my bare hands. It was bear against bear, and I beat him too. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be no different. The Lord will deliver him into my hands. You cannot be serious. A lion and a bear. You're not going to face him with a slingshot, son. Are you crazy? You're but a youth. He's been a warrior from his youth up. He's called the champion. Here, take this. Wear my armor. He said, no, I haven't proven this. And he was beginning to say, you can't be serious. Y'all don't know about my God? You cannot be serious. You don't want to fight him in the name of the Lord? And so this little whippersnapper goes out to fight against a man that is known to be the champion of champions. That's what he was called. With a slingshot, with a staff, and with some rocks. No armor, no sword, no spear. He told Saul, I have not proven these things. I know you have, but I haven't. What I have proven is what I have. And in their skepticism and in their fear both, they send forth this lad, if you will, because they're too scared themselves to fight Goliath. Figuring they better get ready to run any minute now. Because whoever won, the others become their servants. And Goliath is, you know how fighters before they fight, they face each other? You know that? You know, And they start jawing each other. You know what jawing means around here, don't you? Jawing each other. I'll knock you out in the first round. Your mama's going to be crying when I get through with you. She's not even going to recognize you. You're going to look like a bloody mess by the time I get through with you. You're going to be. And they start jawing. That's what they did. That's what they did. They got out there and they faced each other. And David said, I come not against you with a sword and with a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. And he said, I'm going to feed your carcass. David, I'm going to feed your carcass to the buzzards this day. That's what I'm going to do. I mean, he's talking to a guy that's 10 foot tall. And the giant didn't take him serious. He disdained him. He humiliated him. Are you kidding me? Y'all sent him out here? He's got 3 whiskers and 10 pimples. You gotta be kidding me. His voice hadn't even changed yet. And you want him? You gotta be kidding me. And he didn't take him serious. Ooh. I'm teaching you something tonight. We've never seen in this before. I know it's in the name of the Lord. And I know the story. But I'm going to tell you how he wins. He didn't take him serious. He's got an armor bearer. Armor bearers fight off arrows and spears. A rock ought to be pretty easy. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. Because he didn't take it seriously. What's he going to do with that? So the giant gets up there and he says, am I a dog, you little boy, that you would come against me with a stick? No, this is my staff. I save sheep with this. But I'm still going to feed you to the buzzards. I'm going to cook you. And he did say this, I'm going to cut your head off. That's what he said. I'm going to cut your head off. They were jawing back and forth. Before this is over with, I'll be standing on your chest cutting your head off. Am I a dog that you would come at me with a stave? Go home, little boy, go home. But the little boy drew closer to him, and they began to approach each other. And I just imagine he's got, you gotta be kidding. Armor bearer's not going. You see, the Lord chose the one that they didn't fear. He chose the one they wouldn't take serious. I know he was a good shot. I know that. But if they'd taken him serious, he could have held up the shield. But he never held up the shield. And if you watch some of these phony movies about David, it looked like he threw and he missed and he threw and he missed and he threw and he missed. It doesn't say that in the Bible. I just know this, it only took one to bring him down. And while he was winding up, y'all can't be serious, sending this little guy, bonk. And he died that day. And David takes his sword, see, I told you so, and he took his sword and cut it off. He held the head, went into the camp, and showed Saul his head. Now they take me serious. I'm trying to preach to you tonight about being serious about some things you may take lightly. Why so serious? Your most serious threat is the things you don't take serious. That's the point right there. The things that are your greatest threat are the things you don't take serious. The giant didn't take David serious, and David took it serious. Is there not a cause? When David finally became king, Brother Valentine, he whipped the giant, and they're dancing out and saying David has, you know, killed his thousands and ten thousands and Saul his thousands, and then Saul began to take him serious. He said, what more could this little squirt want but the king, the kingdom? I'm telling you what, this little guy here, he's got to go. He started taking him serious then. And then he, as Saul began to decrease, they began to lose cities. And the main city they lost was Jerusalem, which later becomes the city of David. Why? Because David took it over. It was held by the Jebusites. And David, the first city he goes to take over when he becomes king, is the city that the Jebusites had. And he goes up there, and he's at the bottom of the mountain. He said, I'm coming up here to possess the city of Zion. And they laughed at him. And they mocked him and said, unless the blind and the lame, you better send somebody else. You can't take this city unless you come up by the gutters. And that's what he did. They didn't take him serious. And so he's told his men, first ones get up there, become chief in my army. And boom, they were ready for that. They went up by the gutterways and the waterways and conquered the city of Jerusalem. And the Bible says, and David went on and grew great. I want you to know tonight that we need to be serious about some things that we're not serious about. God always seemed to pick people that no one took serious. It could be a Gideon. It could be a leper. It could be anybody that looked insignificant become their later problem. And so tonight, I want to quote a few scriptures to you that the Bible says to bring it home to us. Knowing the time, it is high time that we awake out of slumber, for now is our salvation sooner than when we first believed. I've been in this a long time. I may not have been as serious as I was growing up, but I'm more serious now than I've ever been. It's not time to sleep as others do, he said, but it's a time to awake and take this thing seriously. Living for God is serious. He said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You need to take it seriously. The Lord overthrew the children of Israel in the wilderness. You know why he overthrew them? They didn't take him seriously. He said they drank from that spiritual rock. They did eat of that spiritual bread. And they rose up to play. And for that reason, he said, he overturned them in the wilderness. I'm preaching to somebody and everybody tonight. It's time to get serious. Why so serious? I'm running out of time. Why so serious? Because this leads to that. I'm sure Brother Ford could tell you he cuts off a lot of skin cancers because people didn't take the sun serious when they were young. Take their shirts off and get all that sunlight and now they're covering up and putting on sunscreen, all these. Why? Because they didn't take, it did not look like a threat then. And now you're taking it seriously. I'm trying to get somebody to wake up, even people you talk to and deal with. If they're not leading you in a godly way, you better take it serious. Even in raising your children, you can laugh and think things are cute that they do. But I'm here to tell you, eventually you'll take that serious. It won't be funny anymore. And there's things that you did as teenagers that you thought you was being cool and playing with, and now you can't quit them because you didn't take it serious. A friend of mine, I was talking at lunch today with a family, and a friend of mine that I had known for many years, he smoked for 40 years. 40 years. Finally, he had a heart attack when he was living in Houston. He was a manager of Kmart here in Lake Charles for quite some time, and they moved him to Houston. And he had a heart attack, and he went to the hospital. And the doctor came in his room after they kind of recovered him and all, and he said, sir, do you want me to treat you? He said, yes, sir, I do. He said, then you're not smoking another cigarette. You ever heard Sears is a heart attack?
He said, yes, sir.
But it took that to get him serious. What does it take to get you serious about living for God? You say, I'm serious, Pat. Oh, you can get more serious. We all can be more sincere and serious about serving God. I would dare say I'm at the age I'm trying to lose a little weight. I used to could eat anything and everything I wanted to, and now I'm trying to lose a little weight. Y'all supposed to say, no, Pastor, you look great. You don't need to lose any weight. What y'all? But I realized it won't happen until I get serious. I can talk about it and go 3 or 4 days, and it comes back. But when I get serious is when it starts coming off. And when will you enjoy the blessings of God and all the benefits of living for God? When you get serious about living. Somebody said, well, he doesn't bless me like he does you, and he doesn't bless you like he does him. When you get serious about living for God, then you get the blessings of God. Amen. Seashores don't erode away in just a few days. They erode away over time. You live out in an area there that you have some wash that goes on. And it's erosion. You can say, I'm not worried about that. This is still 100 yards from my house. You know, so there's a place at Toledo Bend. Brother Ken would probably know where it's at, down there by the dam there. Beautiful. I mean, when the lake was flooded and you saw this big house, white house, sitting on top of this hill, mowed and everything, you say, boy, that is so beautiful. I wish I had that place. But it started having erosion, and it started caving off, and it went up for sale. I went and looked at it, and they said, oh, but it's over there. And I'm like, you cannot be serious. Sooner or later, it's going to be here. I don't think they ever sold the place. Guess what? They had to move the place. And if you're not careful in living for God, people don't backslide in one night. They backslide because it eroded away. Not going to get me. It's not going to happen to me. Well, I'll be back. I'm not feeling like, and before long, they're gone. It's time to be serious. You want your children saved? Time to be serious about their salvation. As I said in the prayer room, the people we pray for are never as serious as you are. But it's time for you to show God how serious you are about your lost loved ones, about your church, about the growth of the church. And when Zion travails, when Zion gets serious, then they give birth. And I'm afraid on my part, I need to get more serious. I need to get more serious. And maybe if I get more serious, you'll get more serious. But let me tell you something. Lot didn't think it was so serious, brother, when Abraham said, now there's strife between my herdsmen and your herdsmen. You go to the right, I go to the left. You go to the left, I go to the right. And the Bible says that he raised up and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and he saw the well-watered plains of Sodom and Gomorrah, and he had a lot of cattle. So rather than preferring his uncle over himself, he said, that's for me. And I got a good view, too, of the city. And the Bible says he pitched his tent toward, ain't gonna hurt me. I'm not going over there. I would never do anything like that. I'm just stay right here. Wonder what's going on down there. You know, I need a little part-time job. I'm going to see if they need some part-time job. Welcome to Walmart. And he got him a job at the gate. Welcome to Sodom and Gomorrah. Glad to see y'all today. Y'all come back and see us. And it was all of these corrupt people. And before long, he moved into the city. And not only did he move in the city, he moved his wife in the city. And not only did he move his wife in the city, he moved his children into the city. And he was doing, no doubt, the thing he said, I'll never do that. I won't do that. I would never do that. I can't believe people do that. I can't believe people look at that stuff. And then you do it yourself. He didn't take it serious. And now the angel comes. And Uncle Abraham is asked the angel to spare him. If they could find 10 righteous souls, right? Couldn't find 10 righteous souls. The angels go in. Now listen, the angels go in and the city sees them go in and wants to have an affair with the angels. And Lot didn't take it serious. He said, what's the hurry? Hey, what's the hurry? I've been living here all this time. Let's have some coffee. Sit down. No, you don't understand. You don't understand. This city's fixed to be burned. Fire and brimstone. No, that's so hurry. I got kids here. We'll just go tomorrow. You don't understand. Didn't take it serious. And they drug him out. You hear me? They drug him out. Or he would have perished. And on the way out, his wife looks back and she perishes. But two daughters escape with him. Guess what? They became like the city. Why? He didn't take it seriously. And now, listen close, he has incest with his two daughters. And out of there come the Moabites and the Ammonites. Why? All because he didn't take it seriously. So as they come tonight, just as God uses his best weapon is who the world doesn't take seriously, so does the devil. You be Eve, okay? You look like a good Eve. What did God say about that apple? That fruit? Yeah. You got to be kidding me. He told you not to eat that? You cannot be serious. He said, what? He said, die? Do you see anything dead around? There's nothing dead around here. You cannot be serious. You're not going to die. You're going to be like God. Knowing good and evil. It looks good to eat. It's great to taste it. You'll find out. And she didn't take it serious. It's just a spot. It's nothing. I'm just talking about on our flesh, but it's the same in our spirit. It's okay. I still speak in tongues. I still shout. And you didn't take it serious. And after a while, it's getting bigger. It's getting pervasive. I better go see. And you got to do what? Are you kidding me? If you would have come in when it first started, if you would have come in when you first noticed it, I could have easily taken care of it. If you'd come to God as soon as you notice that little prick in your heart that says, this ain't right. But people have seared their conscience with a hot iron and they don't have any feeling anymore. I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, this thing's coming to the end and we better take it seriously. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And they didn't take it seriously. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that it started raining. You gotta be kidding me. Hey, Noah, the door's shut. It's shut. I can't believe it. He locked us out. Noah! Now they're taking it seriously. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. You had better take this thing seriously. Because when the door was shut, five of them was on the outside and five of them was on the inside. They didn't take it seriously. Your worst enemy tonight are the things you don't take seriously. In raising your children, I ask you, behavior that's not permissible. You wouldn't want them to do that when they're old. Don't let them do it when they're young. I'm a parent. I know. I got experience. And the same thing in church when I'm pastoring you. I don't try to be hard, but there's some things, if I let that go, if I don't take that seriously, then I know it's going to multiply like a cancer. And I want to cut it off now to spare everybody of the pain and the agony that can come later. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me tonight? And anything that you're dealing with, that you thought, oh, it's not that bad, Brother Baggett. It's really not. Not now. Not now. Why so serious? Why so serious? Because I'm telling you, this leads to that, and that leads to this. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Hallelujah unto Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.